Hey, fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here with the Faith and Freedom Show. Yes, that was a faith intro. I say our freedom's going to come in proportion to our faith, and that's a crazy thing I say. But we're going to get back to some of the things that I was going to talk about. We've got Donnie Barber from the Sovereignty Action Committee. I want you to tune in because he's involved. If you want to see what it's like to say, well, what should I do? Here's somebody that's doing something. And so he's going to tell us about it. And of course, I told him, can I heckle? I want to heckle just a little bit. He said, sure, you can heckle. So, Donnie Barber, thanks for coming. Go ahead and tell people what the Sovereignty Action is, contact information, and what you guys do.
Well, David, I want to thank you, first off, for allowing us to present this material. I think it's very vital for the state of Florida. And Florida's really not the only state focusing on this. There's movements all across the country, people who are really excited about a separation of power that existed many, many years ago in this country and is beginning to have a resurgence. Sovereignty Action is just a local committee, just of citizens who have jobs or are retired, and they're concerned. They're concerned because they look out and they see the affairs of their local communities, and then they see what's going on in Washington, D.C., and it worries them so much to the point where people, for the first time, I get comments all the time. They said, I've never been political, but I can't help it. I have to do something. And so we formed a little group, and we've been basically trying to really get our way into forming relationships with our representatives, which the average person should do. And it's not as hard as one would think. And so we're meeting with them, and we're encouraging them, and we've taken up some bills and some memorials and some different items of legislation, and to really try and recreate or really put some tests of limitations on the federal government in regards to its power. Our contact information, our website would be sovereigntyaction.com, and our email, if you wanted to contact me, would be sovereigntyaction@yahoo.com, and anybody can reach me by phone, 352-525-0574.
0574. Okay, folks, so that's, I'm talking to Donnie Barber, the Sovereignty Action Committee, sovereigntyaction.com, or a quick email, sovereigntyaction@yahoo, and again, 525-0574 in this area code. And Donnie, I would love to just sit and I would, you know, ask you a little background about what got you involved, because that's the kind of thing that people want to know. They want to know what got you there, because a lot of times people are starting from scratch. I went to a tax day tea party, and I was invited there by two little old ladies from my church. Mm-hmm. And the sweetest, tenderest, most happy little ladies yanked me off to a tea party. It was a wonderful experience. It's like a 4th of July celebration with no fireworks.
Right.
Just across the cross-community people just want to get out there and voice, so I really appreciated that. And that's where I got your name. I was looking up the information about the tax day, or actually 4th of July Tea Party. Now, I have a question. What brought Donnie Barber here was an article that came out in the Ocala Star about this bill. It's House Memorial, HM 19. Can you tell people what a House Memorial is?
A memorial is basically one step shy of a resolution. And a memorial is basically a statement of intent by the legislature. And so this memorial specifically is about limiting the scope and exercise of federal power. It kind of like urges Congress to honor provisions of the U.S. Constitution and the U.S. Supreme Court case law, which limits scope and exercise of federal power. So that's a little bit about what the memorial is. It was really done in the vein of Oklahoma's resolution. The reason why I think memorial was done instead of a resolution here in the state of Florida, from what I've gathered, is a bill is intended, and a bill is really a lot easier to launch off of a memorial to build grassroots support, and so we're hoping to use this memorial as a type of launching pad for a movement.
So you're priming the pump. It's an awareness getter.
There you go.
Okay, I feel better about it already. Okay, but I'm still going to heckle. I am.
Right.
I'm going to heckle a little bit. Okay, just I'm going to read this to people. I'm going to try to do it fast in my radio voice. Memorial to the Congress of the United States, urging Congress to honor the provisions of the Constitution of the United States and United States Supreme Court case law, which limit the scope and exercise of federal power. Of course, you wouldn't want them to honor those Supreme Court case law that would enlarge exercise of federal power. That's what's implied here. It says, whereas the 10th Amendment, I'm not going to read necessarily. I'll go ahead and read. This is right out of the 10th Amendment. The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. You see, the United States, the states, and the people. You see? We're all part of that there. We're not under each other, are we? We're separate.
No.
We're separate. Whereas the 10th Amendment defines the scope of federal power as being that specifically granted by the Constitution of the United States. And here's a little caveat that's in here. And no more. Okay? Granting power and no more. And I played a clip yesterday by Michael Ferris from the Homeschool Legal Defense. He was talking about the health care programs and things like that. And effectively, he described what the founders thought, except for Alexander Hamilton, with regard to what the federal powers were. And he said, as you read all the other writers, they very under much, it's very easy to understand that the federal government's powers were limited. Okay, so let's keep going to this remonstrance here. Federal government was created by the states specifically to be an agent of the states, and yet currently the states are demonstrably treated as agents of the federal government. I'll let you comment on that.
Well, first I want to go back to one comment you made about Alexander Hamilton. I think it's very important to because it's very strong precedent. James Madison also really probably had more effort toward federal power than anyone else. During the constitutional ratification process, he drafted something called the Virginia Plan. And the Virginia Plan gave Congress general legislative authority, and it empowered the national judiciary to hear any case that might cause friction among the states. This is important because each one of these proposals was soundly defeated, and he made many attempts to try and authorize a national veto over state laws, and they were repeatedly defeated as well. So James Madison and the Virginia Plan, people can look that up, and they can see that our founders' intent clearly was to make sure that the states, as the statement we just read, were not agents of a federal or central government.
Okay, and you know what that does? It makes me understand the Federalist Papers being written to New York. There were people that were, I think, friendly to the more centralized government authority, but at the same time, a little bit wary of it. So I guess having James Madison write now in that as a third writer, actually second most prolific writer, so to speak, there in the Federalist Papers. Now, it gives me a little bit more flavor to why he was one of the ones particularly besides some of the other things. Okay, let's get back to this. Whereas the 10th Amendment ensures that we, the people of the United States of America, and each sovereign state in the Union of States, this is where I start to heckle, now have and always had rights the federal government may not usurp. Now, this is where I challenge you when I talked to you the other day, where I questioned why, if it's a remonstrance or a memorial from Florida, that it's got the kind of the tone that we, the people of the United States, instead of that Florida is a sovereign state and the people of Florida and things like that. So I was a little bit, you know, kind of, if you're going to do it in Florida and you're going to talk about Florida sovereignty, well, be true to your school, you know,
Right. Well, to be honest with you, I believe the reason for that, and it's very important if you put it into context of the movement nationally. Like I said, this bill is very much similar to Oklahoma's, and many other states are very similar to Oklahoma. Matter of fact, if you go look at the sovereignty resolutions, sovereignty memorials, and sovereignty bills that are going through right now in some of the 27 or 28 states that are doing it, even some of the bills, some of the gun bills that we can go over in a little bit later, but some of these other ones that have a tie-in to the sovereignty resolutions and memorials, they're all playing off of some of the same key phrases and wordings. Now, there's a danger to this, and there's a benefit to this. Now, I am in no means, in any way, and neither is Sovereignty Action, a proponent of a constitutional convention. I think with the current political spectrum, that would be a disaster. But that is one thing that some people are talking about. I'm not particularly for it, and I will fight against it. But the second and positive area is that all these states are trying to send a message to the Congress of the United States and to President Barack Obama, and really in a cohesive argument and a cohesive attack, and that is, this is all of our opinion. So the reason why Florida didn't really address that as themselves, because Florida is in contact with Oklahoma and Texas and Montana and Vermont and New Hampshire and some of these states that are doing this. And so this really is not just a statement from Florida. Now, when we go on further for a bill, that's that will specifically address the state of Florida. But this is a memorial. This is, like I said, an issue of intent. And the intent here is that not only is this movement going to take back its rights that have been usurped here in Florida, we are going to be part of a cohesive network across the rest of the nation. And these states together are understanding that either they fight for one another's rights or they lose them individually. And this is a good example of, you know, a bully in a schoolyard playground. We have the federal government and the bureaucracy up in D.C. that is this bully in the playground. And if each of these 50 children stand on their own, they're going to be run over. But if these 50 children stand up together, or even half of these children stand up together, the bully seems to go away. And so I believe that's what the intent of that paragraph was.
Okay, and I would recommend right now, you're inspiring me. I got goosebumps, man. We all need to go out and rent The Magnificent Seven. Have you ever seen that, Donnie?
I have heard of it, and I have never had the chance to sit down and watch it. I'll have to do that.
But you real, or A Bug's Life, man. I'm telling you, this is good stuff. I tell you what, I can't watch A Bug's Life too much. It's a wonderful kids cartoon kind of thing. It's wonderfully done. But because there's this line in there where the grasshoppers were talking about that one ant that stood up to them. You know, and so if I tell you guys, A Bug's Life and The Magnificent Seven. Okay, you mentioned something, Donnie. We're going to get to it real quickly. Okay, well, let me just resolve this here. It says, be it further resolved that all compulsory federal legislation that directs states to comply under threat of... Okay, I'm gonna hit this. This is another heckle. Resolved that all compulsory federal legislation that directs states to comply under threat of civil or criminal penalties or sanction or requires states to pass legislation or lose federal funding, and I think there's need some commas in there, that they'd be prohibited or repealed. Now, of course, you know, as the objective observer who's been looking into this stuff, I say, well, hey, there is no federal mandate. James Madison voiced in the Federalist Papers that essentially states can elect to sell their souls to the federal government. I mean, they can take a bribe, so to speak. The federal government can dangle something before them and say, hey, we'd like this. Actually, he understood that it was an express power that they could invite the states to do. But if it's an express power, they could do it themselves. But he said it was most likely that they would just dangle some money in front of the states and have the states carry it out. But this here, what he implied was that states could actually yield a little bit to partner with the federal government. So right here under this remonstrance, who are we reminding? You're reminding Congress, but the person I think that needs to be reminded would be the legislature.
Right. Well, you know, on that comment, on that particular comment, I would say that if I were to say, you know, if I were to pay you $1,000 and I were to sign a contract giving you permission to kill me, okay, take a gun and shoot me in the head, so to speak.
That would be wrong, huh?
Something that I can do. That's not a legitimate legal contract.
Okay.
I'm in no way as wise as James Madison, nor as experienced in common law, but I would say that I don't believe that that's possible because the state ultimately represents the Florida sovereign citizen, capital C, by the way.
Okay.
And we as citizens cannot have our rights given up, no matter if it's a representative, someone that we elected, someone that was appointed. So I would disagree respectfully in the fact that although the states have done that and the federal government, of course, has taken advantage of that, I believe that's illegitimate. And that's what these resolutions are about. Now, that particular...
Okay, we've got to take a break here, Donnie. Hey, that's a good comment, folks. You know what this... Isn't it scary, this Liberty Works radio network, what we're trying to do? We're trying to wake us all up. And as we're taking this break, we've got about 10 more seconds here, but I just, guys, want you to come back. We're going to listen to Donnie Barber. We're going to scrutinize another bill I think is very important that's coming before the legislature. Check this out, guys. We'll be back.